This is Perspectives, the show where a conversation about our differences often shows us more about the things we have in common. I'm Condice Presley. For far too long, the skincare industry has overlooked the needs of people who are melanin rich, leaving many of us searching for solutions that just don't work. But that's changing, thanks in part to two remarkable doctors who are bringing science, care, and celebration back to brown skin. Dr. Gauri Desai, a pathologist with nearly 25 years of experience, and her husband, Dr. Abhijit Desai, an expert in aesthetic dermatology, are the founders of Brown Kind. It's a skincare line designed specifically for people of color. Their mission is not about fixing skin, but honoring it. Today, they join me to talk about the common myths, what our skin really needs as we transition into fall, and how to care for melanin-rich skin at every stage of life. And to the doctors Desai, I say welcome to the show.
Hi, Candice. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us.
I'm happy to have you on. Let's just start with the journey, and you decide who goes first. What inspired the creation of Brown Kind, and why now?
So, Candice, I've been in practice as a dermatologist for almost 25 years now. And over the years, it was, to be honest, a little frustrating to see that all the products which have been created keeping the Caucasian skin in mind, research, development, everything. And our practice predominantly involves almost every shade of brown. So all the patients who used to come to us used to say that, you know, when I use this product, though it's good, but I break out. You know, I feel more oily. I feel more sticky. Okay. When I use the sunscreen, it's good. It gives you sun protection, but it leaves behind a white cast. And, you know, I told Gauri that we tried to explain to our patients that, you know, they need to understand the skin, but the products are not available. So we thought that, why don't we start with something with our experience? Because eventually our patients have been our best teachers. So they have told us what to make. And that's how we thought that let's have our contribution to this by starting this particular skincare line, Brown Kind.
And I think to add to what Abhijit has just been saying, I come with a background in pathology, and we realized as we, you know, studied deeper into the nuances of the insights that we were getting from our patients, and we realized that yes, there are some differences histologically and anatomically why the skin would behave different and would have different needs. So that's why we decided to kind of come and try and bridge that gap.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. Explain how melanin-rich skin is indeed biologically different from lighter skin tones.
Melanin-rich skin, one, as we use the word melanin-rich, it does have more of the pigment melanin, which also gives us our color, as well as is responsible for providing some level of protection from the ultraviolet rays, which cause early aging. But in addition to that, we also have sometimes a slightly more compact or thicker skin and more collagen. So because of that, we kind of show signs of aging like wrinkling and fine lines, which are traditionally supposed to be, you know, the signs of aging. Those are seen much later in our kind of skin. Whereas things like dullness, patchy skin, pigmentation issues that occur only as a part of aging start very early on. So those are some of the differences. And, you know, I like to tell my patients in the clinic to kind of imagine a peach and a pear. So a peach would be kind of how the white skin ages, where the skin starts showing some level of wrinkling first, you know, finely wrinkled skin starts developing. Whereas a pear would be more like brown skin, where you start noticing brown spots, which become dull brown patches. And then very late in the process of ripening, does the skin actually show any wrinkles? So that is exactly how brown skin would kind of show signs of aging.
What are some of the most common skincare concerns that you hear from patients with darker skin?
So I think the common skincare concerns are about oiliness. Early in life, the skin for brown skin tends to be a lot more oily. Of course, later in life, it then tends to become dry, but the oiliness is a major concern. Clogging of pores, breakouts, these are major concerns. as Gauri mentioned, very early you start seeing dullness of the skin, lighter pigmentation, uneven pigmentation, which then becomes, you know, larger areas and patches of pigmentation. So these are the things which the brown skin starts showing signs very early in life as they start aging.
You talked a little bit about what some of your patients say about sunscreen and how we need sunscreen, but there's this myth that we don't. Talk to us about why that's not true and could be potentially dangerous.
As far as melanin is concerned, it does provide some level of protection against UV rays, but it's not enough. Because we've been brought up thinking that melanin protects us, so we think that we're not going to need sunscreen, but the UV rays actually do affect people with brown skin as well. And the signs of aging that are caused because of a lot of exposure to UV rays is actually a fair amount and substantial damage occurs. So we do require sunscreen on top of the melanin. Also, when we say brown skin, it's not an X amount of melanin providing Y amount of protection. You don't know how much melanin your skin has. And making the melanin work hard also causes reactive oxygen species to be released, which is one of the causes for early aging. So, you know, trying to protect your skin over and above your melanin helps.
Why do you say that stronger skincare products don't actually work any faster and might actually do us more harm than good?
Melanin-rich skin is actually quite prone to inflammation. Now, because of our skin tone, that inflammation and the redness does not get picked up very easily, so we tend to disregard it. And using a stronger product, if you're reacting to it badly, then that would get masked for a longer period of time. So though the skin seems robust and is thicker, it is also that much more delicate. And using gentler products over a longer period of time, more diligently, actually gives better results than using harsh quick fix products.
Yeah, quick fix are never a solution. Discipline is the solution.
So what's y'all's take on those do-it-yourself home remedies, especially when we're trying to treat things like uneven skin tone or hyperpigmentation?
I think there was a day and age for do-it-yourself remedies, but that isn't today. When we talk about the kind of reducing quality of foods and stuff that we have at home and how pollution and other things have kind of caused that, we cannot really expect that level of active ingredients to be actually going onto our face in that required quality and quantity. So I firmly believe that, you know, deriving these actives in the laboratory would kind of give a better approach, because you know what level of ingredients you are actually putting onto your skin, and therefore you can quantify the kind of results they would result in.
You both have touched on this, and I wanted to follow up on your perspective on this myth that because darker skinned individuals don't show aging as quickly as others, that we don't need that anti-aging care. I take it you think that's false.
In a way, I would put it this way, that yes, we don't need it early in life, because the way it has been shown that everybody needs anti-aging care very early in life, that's not true. One size doesn't fit all. So yes, we need it, but much later in life. And I give a very simple example to my patients in my practice when they say that, "Doctor, when should I start anti-aging creams for early wrinkles?" And I say, okay, just go home today and have a very close look at your mom, at your aunt, at your uncle, and see, have they got a lot more wrinkles even at this age? And that will get you an answer that you don't need so early in life. Right now, you need to have more focus on preservation. Preservation of skin, making our skin more even tone, making it more healthy. That's what you need to invest right now on. There will be a time when you have to use anti-aging, but that's much later in life. That's how we advise
wrinkles,
them.
Yeah, to add to what Abhijit is saying, wrinkles are not our problem early on. Pigmentation issues are this patchy dullness of skin that we get, sudden patchy areas of dryness, but which we struggle with during seasonal changes because it suddenly becomes oily again. Those are kind of the things that we ought to look out for early on. And yes, we will have to deal with wrinkles, but much later.
How does our skin age differently, and how does that influence how we care for it from youth until we start looking at our aunts, our grandmas, our uncles, and how their skin is aging?
Like I was mentioning earlier, I think how the skin ages, the chronological order of the signs of aging will differ. So unlike white skin, we don't start wrinkling and showing fine lines early, but we do start developing pigmentation issues, which may be related hormonally or to other situations in life, but which may just be an early sign of aging. So that is kind of the issue, and this patchy dryness is the issue that we ought to look out for. Having said that, because the skin does tend to go back to being oily, it's important to use lighter formulations which get absorbed easily and don't leave your skin feeling sticky or getting clogged.
And don't forget sunscreen, because everybody tends to feel that I don't need, as you said sometime back, but it's not true. Please, please wear sunscreen in every season, not just for summer, but every season.
Aging encourages the growth of cancer cells. Would you doctors explain how this plays out on the skin, especially for people of color?
So aging does cause an increase, but at the same time, in melanin-rich skin, I don't think that that has been kind of a causative factor, really. And therefore, you know, it is something that one would have to individually cater to and look out for. Sun protection is important, even for protection of from, you know, prevention of cancer. But in melanin-rich skin, it is not 100% sure whether that is the only preventative measure that one can take.
Are there signs of skin cancer in brown skin that sometimes are overlooked? And what should people of color be looking for as we monitor ourselves?
So I think as Gauri mentioned sometime back, it's the inflammation. A lot of people, because of the influence of social media these days and trends, a lot of people are trying to use products and trying a lot more, which may not suit them and cause inflammation. But because of the darker skin type, the inflammation is not picked up early. And people are trying to follow quick trends and fix them very quickly. So they keep on applying those products, even if they are not suiting them. I think that's something which people need to, you know, look for when it comes to dark skin, that try and use products which suit you, understand your skin type a little more, understand from your doctors, get to know about it, and then start slowly, slowly, you know, priming your skin towards it.
And I think it's important that if you notice something suspicious on your body, some new mark or, you know, a growth that seems to be growing or seems a little off, one should not ignore it and just, you know, you need to make an appointment and go see your healthcare provider.
We're moving from summer into fall, although not as quickly here in the South. Why is it important to maintain and update a skincare routine during the changing of the seasons?
Like we've been talking, you know, today, the changing of the seasons again causes the skin to change a little bit with respect to how it's reacting to the environment. And as the weather gets drier, the skin does start becoming dry itself and starts losing moisture more easily. But with skin of color, the problem is that if you apply, use a heavier moisturizer, then it goes back to pumping oil that much more easily. So it's important to make small changes, maybe use a lighter moisturizer more number of times, continue to use sunscreen, keep the skin hydrated from, you know, from within by having water and staying hydrated. So I think it's just small changes that one needs to make, nothing dramatic. And then as the season changes, keep adding to that slowly. It's also important to keep a track of cleansing, because removing excess oils without stripping the skin and maintaining the skin's barrier is very important. So again, one might need to toggle between a gentle cleanser and an oily cleanser, maybe using each once a day till you actually, you know, till you notice that your skin is reacting in a certain way.
Yeah, just to add to that, it's more of a combination skin when it switches from summer to fall. So you need to slightly adjust the routine accordingly between the cleanser for gentle dry skin to cleanser for oily skin. So that adjustment is very important.
So what's the biggest mistake, the one single thing that most folks make that we don't even know we're making?
I think using heavyweight formulas, thinking that suddenly, you know, because everybody starts saying that it's fall, it's winter coming now. So you know, you'll face dryness, and then people start loading very heavyweight formulas. And that's what something bothers the darker skin types, melanin-rich skin, and it starts clogging the pores. So I think that's the mistake which they shouldn't make. Use lighter weight formulas more number of times and keep the pores unclogged.
As you guys said at the start of the show, and it's one of the reasons why we're having this conversation, many mainstream products just are not created or formulated with brown skin in mind. What should we be looking for on labels when we're making those skincare purchases?
I think we need to look for non-comedogenic products, look for hypoallergenic products, whether it says on the label, you know, gentle products that are available, because those will help prevent inflammation. Those will help prevent excessive clogging. Very often it is necessary to just use a simple routine, you know, just two or three products, four products maximum, probably in a more disciplined manner than just keeping on layering them because it's trendy to do so. What works for one may not work for everybody. So it's important to keep a track. And I would always think that, you know, change your products or use different products only one at a time, making sure that each one is suiting you before you add a different one.
How do y'all define clean beauty when it comes to people of color? And is that enough?
I don't think there is a real definition of clean beauty. It seems to be a trend more than, you know, a reality. But having said that, at the most, one could look into the various companies and make sure that they are ethically sourced products. And, you know, other than that, I don't think that there is a definition really for what would be clean. Make sure that people adhere to the guidelines that various regulating bodies put out there, and make sure that products are ethically sourced.
How do you recommend building a simple, effective skincare routine that celebrates and not corrects brown skin?
As you rightly said, we give, as practitioners, we give importance to preservation over perfection. Because preservation will be long-lasting for you. And there is nothing, something called as perfection, you know. So yes, a simple routine, which consists of a good cleanser, as Gauri mentioned, which will not strip your barrier. That's very important. That's the first step to your good skincare routine, followed by a lightweight moisturizer and topping up with sunscreen that really takes care of you. Even if you want to use a makeup, use a light makeup, which is oil-free so that it doesn't clog the pores. And then later in the day, you can use a good vitamin C serum, then top it up with a night cream, and I think you're sorted. Keeping it minimal, simple, but more disciplined and regular, that's the key to your preservation.
How has your work as physician shaped your understanding of the emotional side of skincare, especially for those of us who've sometimes felt overlooked? Because we all want to look good and we all want to age well.
We do, especially with longevity now, we all want to age better. And what we have noticed is that there are so many trends happening, and it is so difficult for people to judge what is right and what isn't for them, that there is a lot of frustration with respect to that. So we do have people coming in at various ages in life, all of them asking for, you know, anti-aging. And the first thing that we have to tell everybody is that there is no such a thing as anti-aging, really. You just have to age well. You're going to age. There is no running away from that. We're aging from the time that we're born. But yes, some of the frustrations that we have seen are regarding understanding skin and, you know, falling kind of prey to these various trends, which talk about layering multiple products, you know, 8-step and 10-step and 12-step routines, which don't really fit people's daily lives. So, you know, they don't know how to kind of maneuver around all of those. So just trying to tell people about how a little can go a long way and how preservation really does help over perfection, as Abhijit was saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, and how the importance of antioxidants, because oxidative damage is actually what causes early aging. So making sure that, you know, your skincare products also have some antioxidant products within them is something that we would like to advocate to people.
Yeah, preservation and aging gracefully is the mantra.
And as I hear you talk about antioxidants, it also says, you know, our diet and our activity also influences the health of our skin, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So now brown kine is as much about celebration as it is about care. What message do you want to send to people of color through the work that you've done?
I think we would like everybody to honestly, you know, understand the skin type, be proud of, you know, their identity. And actually the name brown kine, which we have, actually that sums it all. If you check the name brown kine, it's the word brown, which is the color we are born with. The word kind in that is about being kind to your skin because you deserve to be kind to your skin and kind to everyone in general. And in between brown kind, there is own, which is like owning up to your identity, being who you are and taking care of it. That's what brown kind stands for. You need to add something, Gauri?
I think that another message that we would like to give people is that, you know, we want to empower them to feel seen and celebrated and to know that they're being cared for.
How has brown kind been received thus far? You excited about it?
Oh, very much. We're very happy. You know, the response has been good. People are loving our products. We are really getting very good reviews on our products. We are very happy that we have already won 2 awards and nominated for 2 more. So this year, Touchwood has begun very well for us. And we are really excited because, you know, as doctors, when we have created something, it really feels nice when somebody appreciates that. And it's something which we have created, keeping our brown skin in mind at the center of development. So we feel very proud about it.
What trends or innovations in dermatology are you most excited about for people of color and who have such melanin-rich skin?
I think there are more brands now slowly coming up. And the very fact that everybody is keeping this skin, you know, at the center of the thought process, because that is very important that everybody gets represented and keeps it at the center of actually developing products or of even thinking about, you know, new products or innovations around this. And the trends for making sure that absorption and drug delivery systems are being utilized better, I think those are some of the things that I feel are important.
Yeah, and you know, just to add to this, this is when everybody starts understanding this, this can become a movement. And I always say people that this can become the B-beauty movement. You know, it's something which people will start loving about themselves, celebrating themselves, and that can lead to a B-beauty movement.
Where can we send our listeners to learn more about brown kind?
Oh, we on our website, brownkind.com, on our Instagram handle, brownkindskin. That's where people can get to know more about us. We would love them to put their comments, follow us, and, you know, respond to our things. We'll be very happy for that.
And if there's only one message folks remember after listening to our conversation today, what do you both want that to be?
That brown skin deserves to feel seen and cared for.
And also, trends are temporary, science is permanent. So understand your skin and be proud about it.
Couldn't have said it any better. Skincare is not one size fits all, and this conversation reminds us that melanin-rich skin deserves specialized care informed by science and rooted in self-love. I want to say thank you to Dr. Gauri and Dr. Abhijit Desai for sharing their expertise and for helping us to rethink how we approach skincare for people of color. Their brand, Brown Kind, is more than just a product line. It is the beginning of a movement towards inclusion, education, and empowerment. And again, as they shared with us, to learn more about their work, you can go to brownkind.com online. You can follow them on Instagram at brownkindskin. And remember, the best skincare routine is one that honors the skin that you're in. I want to thank you both so much. I really enjoyed the conversation. I hope you did as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Candice. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us, Candice.
Perspectives is a community and public affairs program produced with you in mind. If there's a perspective you'd enjoy hearing me discuss or a guest we all need to meet, simply let me know. You can email me here at the station or connect via social media. Simply search for my name, Candice Presley, on Facebook, Instagram, or now X. Friends, I appreciate your listening to the show. Be sure to join us next week at this very same time as we explore a new perspective.